The harvest season is a stressful time for farmers, and this year's corn harvest in the Midwest is particularly pressure-filled. Farmers are rushing to get the crops out of the ground. They want to take advantage of unusually high market prices created by extraordinarily low reserves of corn. And once the harvest is in full swing and stockpiles are building up, farmers will race against falling prices. Added to their worries is the threat of an early frost, which could kill their still ripening corn planted late because of untimely spring rain. As part of our coverage of the first season of the new Farm Bill, NPR's Laura Ziegler spent the day in Lawrence, Kansas, where the Pine family is paying careful attention to both the markets and the weather as they work against the clock to bring in their corn.
6 a.m. It's still dark out and cold enough to see your breath. Unusual for this time of year in northeastern Kansas. Roger Pine's been up for over an hour when the first trucker arrives to haul a load of corn harvested last night to the grain elevator in Topeka. In the past, the Pines have hauled their own grain, but this year, Roger explains, he's got all his people harvesting, and he's hired some truckers to rush it to market as soon as it's ready.
We just don't usually have to push quite this hard to market our grain immediately, and we are pushing now.
All farmers would like to harvest their corn early, but the heavy spring rains meant much of the crop is still too wet to cut. The Pines are one of the few farms in the area that can cut the wet corn because they've invested in a mechanical dryer. All day and all night, the dryer's working. It's surrounded by half a dozen metal silos, all filled with corn. A web of pipes from the silos funnel the freshly picked kernels into the dryer, a perforated sausage-shaped container. A huge propane burner and two large fans will dry the corn just enough to send it to the elevator in about an hour. Roger Pine says they're trucking the corn bushels out as fast as they can dry them.
If we get it delivered by the end of this week, they are worth more than they are next week because we're into the second half of the September.
There go the fans.
Right. Fans are on now. In just a minute, you will clearly hear the burners turn on.
The place sounds more like an industrial park than a farm. Not far from the blasting machinery, moisture on the yet-to-be-harvested corn shines in the early morning light. Roger's wife, Sue, comes out to the dryer and bins. She's been in the office processing last night's grain receipts since 5 o'clock this morning.
We can look out our windows, but we can see the sun coming up and we get to see it set. The sad thing is we go to work in the dark and come home in the dark. That's the part I don't like.
By 8 o'clock, Roger's met with his 6 full-time employees, who tell him there are only minor repairs to be done on the equipment. They shouldn't delay the start of cutting too long. But when the pickup arrives in the field, it appears the minor repairs will take longer than expected.
Okay, give her a little touch. One more. Another one. Again. Again. Whoa!
Employee Phil Schleiman, who keeps the Pines machinery running, works on 2 towering combines, which were idled at 10 o'clock last night. He says most harvest mornings begin with this ritual.
We're not running out on a nice, smooth highway. We're in rough and tumble territory. Holes and bumps and... This stuff isn't just indestructible, it's unbreakable.
11:30. Repairs are done. Harvesting starts by noon.
Pump the motor over so I can get this other bolt out.
A row of 13 metal missile-shaped points, called snouts, stick out in front of the combine parallel to the ground. As the mechanized picker rumbles down the field, the snouts penetrate the rows, chopping off the stalks and yanking the ears into the machine. In the belly of the combine, the ears are rolled and pinched together until the kernels fall out and are blown up to a bin at the back. Once the bin is full, a long chute swings out and dumps the corn into a tractor-pulled trailer which drives up alongside. A mountain of golden kernels piles up in the trailer. While navigating the field, Schleiman tears open a Snickers bar for his lunch, answers his cell phone, and talks to his wife. He gives the impression he's playing up here on a super-sized toy. He admits combining's fun and a prestige job on the farm. But it was only 60 years ago that Phil Schlemann's father hired himself out to harvest corn by hand. So for Schlemann, it's not just the ride that's impressive.
I mean, I picked more corn probably in a day than he probably picked in a season. For sure. Just the sheer volume, the sheer capacity is still boggles my mind, and it's fascinating to make it work.
Late afternoon, back at the office, Roger's daughter, Sean Bay, used to work for a pharmaceutical company and has come back to the farm to oversee the marketing end of the operation. During harvest, she monitors the markets hour by hour. Commodity markets have been volatile all year, but they're always more jittery at harvest. When the Department of Agriculture recently raised its estimate of the size of this year's corn crop, prices tumbled on the major exchanges, which elevators use to set local prices. This year, the fluctuation is a little easier to absorb. The new federal farm bill is still giving farmers substantial support, and unlike in the past, they know exactly how much money they'll be getting in advance. Also, it's allowed them to plant whatever crops they want and take advantage of high market prices. Sean says the timing of the new legislation couldn't be better.
The fact that we have strong yields, we have quality corn, and there are high prices, you just don't get all that in one year. So it just made me feel like there was such a wonderful potential for profit and for opportunities to make money this year that you don't always get.
8:30 p.m. outside the office. The sun's gone down and so has the temperature. We can again see our breath. Roger Pine's dumping another load of corn to be dried. It won't be tonight's last. 14,000 bushels were harvested today, 9,000 sold to elevators for premium prices. It's been a good day.
We had no major breakdowns this day, and we covered quite a few acres, so I feel tired but satisfied.
The schedule's relentless. As soon as the corn's in, the Pines will start harvesting soybeans. That'll take them through November. Some forecasters have predicted an early frost, which could destroy immature grain in the ground. Farmers typically poo-poo such predictions, but this year they're paying much closer attention because the frost scare recently caused prices to jump. Now that farmers are taking their cues from the market, the race is on to get the crops out of the ground. I'm Laura Ziegler reporting.